Upping the ante in the war over the war in Ukraine. On the Sobrady, Fox News. The Russian military just accusing Ukraine of attacking two air bases in Russia with drones. Also claiming those drones were shot down, but that three service members were killed by debris. This as Russia hits Ukraine with a new barrage of missile strikes. At least one city now without water.
Air raid sirens have been sounding across the country. The strikes on pumping stations in Odessa mean no water for a city of around 1 million people. The company in charge of transmitting electricity says its infrastructure has also been hit, causing emergency outages. According to a Ukrainian military spokesman, the missiles were launched from land, sea and air.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The White House calls the latest strikes a reminder of the Russian leader's brutality. Also telling reporters a price cap on Russian oil won't have a long-term impact on global oil prices. That new cap kicking in today aimed at hurting Russia's ability to keep funding the war. It could take several days to repair power equipment that was attacked in North Carolina.
The FBI has joined the investigation into gunfire attacks on two electrical substations that left tens of thousands of customers without power in Moore County, North Carolina, since Saturday evening.
We're very united here in Moore County, and we're not going to let this hold us back. And I can promise you to the perpetrators out there, we will find you.
Sheriff Ronnie Field says no individual or group has come forward to claim responsibility, and he says investigators have yet to find any connection between the attack on the utility and protests of a local drag show taking place around the same time.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. The White House says it's monitoring that investigation. A renewed warning from the CDC chief about the flu. Levels in the U.S. haven't been this high in a decade this early in the season as hospitals deal with a simultaneous surge in the respiratory illness RSV. And rising COVID cases. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Second-guessing what sounded like a potentially big announcement in Iran.
Iran's attorney general said Sunday that the country is doing away with its dreaded morality police. But experts say the proof will be in the pudding and that often Iran floats ideas before it actually does anything. Also, there are other bodies besides the morality police to repress women and people generally. One person on Twitter asked, quote, "They really think it makes a difference if they shut down the morality police? Haven't they recognized our target is the whole system?" Iran has been convulsed with protests since September after a young woman named Mahsa Amini died in police custody after being picked up by the morality police.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. Just getting word of a big deal in baseball. The New York Post reporting that three-time Cy Young winner and two-time World Series champion Justin Verlander agrees to sign with the Mets, a two-year, $86 million deal that would reunite him with former Tigers teammate Max Scherzer. A Christmas tradition likely costing more again this year.
Farmers say you should expect to pay a little more for your tree this year for a number of reasons. In some cases, there aren't enough trees to go around. Fuel and fertilizer prices have gone up, with increasing labor and shipping costs also impacting some growers' bottom lines. The Real Christmas Tree Board has said 71% of growers expect wholesale prices to increase 5 to 15% this year. And a spokesperson for the National Christmas Tree Association says even though prices are higher for now, it hasn't seen evidence of a decline in people buying trees. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Another supply factor for the trees, lingering effects from the 2008 recession when fewer trees were planted. A deepening sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow is down 417. The Nasdaq down 200. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.